This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 3rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 3 to 4. It says there, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I will build you up again, and you, virgin Israel, will be rebuilt. End of quote. The background of today's passage is this. The nation Israel remembers the words of God's everlasting love and unfailing kindness for them amid their sufferings in a foreign land when they were in exile. God said to them many times in the Old Testament scriptures that He loves them with an everlasting love and He draws them with unfailing kindness. Did you see God's love is everlasting and His kindness is unfailing? Human love may not last for a long time and their kindness typically has an end. Beloved, did you ever think about God's love toward you? God so loved you and that is why He spared His one and only Son, Jesus, to come to this wicked, sinful world from perfect heaven to die in your place for all of your sins and wrongdoings. You see, God put all your sins and iniquities on His Son to redeem you. That much He loved you. Jesus Christ said to His disciples just hours before His death on the cross, for the sins of our sins, He said this, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. John 15:9. And He also said, and it is recorded in John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. End of quote. You see, God loves you and Jesus Christ loves you. Even though God set His everlasting love and unfailing kindness upon nation Israel, they hardened their hearts toward the loving God and disobeyed His commandments and did not honor Him. Sounds like us, right? The background of the referenced passage says, God punished them severely for their rebelliousness and disobedience. Now they are in exile in a foreign country for their stiff-necked disobedience. However, even amid their severe punishment for their sins and disobedience, God promises He will rebuild them again if they come to Him in repentance. God's loving compassion arouses in the midst of His judgments toward them. You see, God says in the book of Hosea, chapter 11, verse 8, how can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Adama? How can I make you like Zeboim? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. End of quote. This is what the Lord God says. You see, humanly speaking, you and I know how much an earthly father and mother loves their children. Now think about God, your perfectly heavenly Father. Bible says God is your Father in heaven, and He loves you more than your parents ever loves you. His love and compassion for you are more than your parents. Please arise and come to Jesus right now, because His love and compassion are on you. Do not delay. Opportunity may not hit your doorsteps all the time. Now God says to you, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. 2 Corinthians 6:2. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation for you, my dearly beloved. Do you know God as your loving Father? Do you know Jesus, the Son of God, loved you and laid down His life for your sake so that the Holy God can accept you in heaven for all eternity? If not, start reading the Bible and you will wonder at His love toward you. Are you away from Him recently or for a long period of time? Are you disobedient and rebellious toward Him? Do you think it is too late for you to come back to Him? Not at all. In today's Bible Insights, it says, God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I will build you up. He wants to draw you to Himself today. He wants to build you up again. Will you come to Him? If you don't harden your heart, when He tenderly calls you, you will see God's blessings in your life. You will never be destroyed, and you will be safe and secure in His loving hand. The Bible says if you come to Him, He will forgive all your past and embrace you with His perfect love and kindness. You will be watered again. You will be like a watered garden again. And your sorrow, and you will sorrow no more, because He would wipe away all your tears. You will start dancing and be glad. You young men and women and old will dance. God will turn your mourning into gladness, and He will give you comfort and joy instead of sorrow. Jeremiah 31, 12 to 13. Beloved, you will experience the heavenly joy of forgiveness, peace, and salvation. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, I believe you love me so deeply that even you gave your only one son to rescue me. I know in my heart that your love is everlasting and your kindness is unfailing. Lord Jesus Christ died in my place for my sins and buried and rose again. I confess my wrongdoings to you now. I accept Jesus as my Savior today. Please grant me the joy of your salvation. Please fill in me your love and kindness. May I live the rest of my life to show forth your glory, your love to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.